Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Yodalad, Yuma 14. And today's Daf Yomi on Yodalad Amin Aleph, we begin with the Mishnah on the top of the page. So our Mishnah is continuing to discuss the behavior of the Kohen Gadol in the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. Our Mishnah clarifies that during these 7 days, the Kohen Gadol would actually have to make or do on his own all the different services in the temple because he was practicing to prepare for Yom Kippur, because on that day on Yom Kippur he was obligated to do all the services in the temple itself. This is what Rashi says. He did it, he would sprinkle the blood of the Tamid so that he would be accustomed and ready to do the service of the Yom Kippur. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Called Shivas Yamim Hu Zorek Es Adam. The entire 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would actually sprinkle the blood of the altar, the blood on the altar of the Mizbeach, of the daily offering that was brought every morning and every afternoon. This is the opinion of Rashi and also the opinion of Rambam, that he did it so that he'd be accustomed to doing it. However, the Kol Ramaz writes that actually that's not the real reason. The reason is, like we're going to see on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, that with respect to the two chambers that the Kohen Gadol had in the temple, so they specifically put them far away from each other to make it annoying for him and to make him work harder, to say that if he's a Tzaduki, if he's a Sadducee, he's going to have to separate from and he'll quit his job because it's such a pain. Meaning to say that they wanted to make it especially cumbersome and annoying for him so that he wouldn't go through with it. And even if he wasn't a Sadducee, we wanted to make sure that he didn't, God forbid, act in an arrogant way on account of the kahuna. And so just like they made two chambers far away from each other, so too they made him work hard the whole week. They used to say, let's work hard this whole week so to make sure that he, A, doesn't become arrogant, and B, that he really, really wants to do this job. So every day they would have him do the carbon for the 7 days leading up to it, they'd have him sprinkling the blood of the daily offering. So it doesn't say here that he would have to also do the shechita, do the slaughter of the carbon tamid, and also receive the blood. And so there is a reason why it doesn't say that he was obligated to do the slaughtering of the animal, because the slaughtering of the tamid every single day of the year is different than the slaughtering of the daily offering on Yom Kippur, because every day the person who slaughtered it would do a complete slaughter, and somebody else would receive the blood, do the Kabbalas Adam, whereas on Yom Kippur, since all of the Avodas on Yom Kippur need to be done specifically by the Kohen Gadol, he was very busy that day, so therefore he, on Yom Kippur, he would just slaughter the majority of the Simanim, the majority of the animals, two pipes that were necessary, the Kana and the Vesha, the trachea and the esophagus, and most of the pipes of the animal would be completed, most of the Shlita, the remaining part, will be finished by another Kohen, so that the Kohen Gadol could go and quickly catch the blood that was coming out of the animal. The Gemara is going to discuss this on Amabez. And so therefore, that was not able to be prepared for, because the rest of the year, the person who did the slaughter did the entire slaughter. So here, all the Kohen Gadol practiced with was by doing the sprinkling of the blood. And after he did the sprinkling of the blood, every one of these 7 days, what else he would do was he'd be Makdir HaSektoris. He would burn the incense, because we know that they would prepare a portion of the incense. We learned this in Masech HaShkalon. There were 365 mana that they prepared, and they did a portion on it every single day, a mana of that. From that will be brought upon the altar, and half in the morning and half in the afternoon, as it states in Exodus chapter 30, verse 7 and 8. V'hikter alav Aaron k'toras samim baboker baboker beitivu asaneros yaktirenu. Baos aronos aneros ben arbaim yaktirenu. So we see from here that the Kohen Gadol would bring the k'toras in the morning and the afternoon. That's what Rashi says. However, Tosu says that he would only do it in the morning. That was during his part of his preparation. And the other thing he would do is Meti Vesaneros. He would clean out in the morning the bezike of the menorah, the parts that held the flames, and he would clean it out from the ashes of the wicks that were extinguished. So that was called the Metivin Es Haneros. The Ramban says The hatava that referring to is not cleaning it out, but the placing the new oil and the new wicks into it for the purpose of lighting. And the Rambam says it includes both. And the Ram says includes the cleaning out and the placing in of the wicks, but the lighting of it does not include it. So those are the different approaches to it. And so every single day we know about the cleaning of the wicks, that they would clean it out every single day in the morning, and they would light it in the afternoon. That is how most commentaries do it. But the Rambam says that Tava includes also the lighting then. So he says that they would light it also in the morning. That's the fundamental approach of the Rambam. So Ushar Koyam, and the next thing is Makrivas Arosh Vesaregel. He would also bring the carbon, the head and the foot of the carbon tamid every morning, and in the afternoon he would bring it up to the Mizbeach so that it would be used to it and accustomed to this. Ushar Koyam, but the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol didn't have to do this. The rest of the year, the service was not done specifically by the Kohen Gadol. If he wanted to do it, he was able to do it. But he wasn't required to. Shekohen Gadol Makrev Chelek Barosh. He was the one who always had his choice of if he wanted to do it. Venoto Chelek Barosh, and he also had the ability to take it on himself if he wanted to. He always had the ability to take the best portion that he wanted to. So the rest of the year he had the option of doing it, but on Yom Kippur and the week before Yom Kippur he had to prepare for it. So then he had to do the service himself.